Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many times entrepreneurs start companies because they feel they have found a way to solve a problem and that people will pay for that solution. And that's exactly what happened to our next guest when he believed he could make a better wine bottle cooler. Ian McIntosh is founder of Brevino, based in Columbia, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Ian, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mike.
So give us the history here. How did all of this get started?
Well, all of this started really because we had a few bottles of wine and craft beer ruined because we either didn't have something in the freezer for a wine cooler or want to bother with an ice bucket, or when we did have an ice bucket, it was always very drippy and dripped all over our dinner that we were eating. So being frustrated after a few mishaps like that, we kind of wanted to find something better. When I was living in Brazil during the IMBA program, they had something similar to this product that was designed for each individual brand's particular bottle. But I wanted something that could fit everything that I like to drink. So we worked for about 2 years, kind of 3D printing, developing different models. Started the patent filings in 2014 and a few years in process.
There are out there on the market cylinders, stone or steel or metal or plastic that you can set your bottle down in, supposed to keep it cool without any ice or anything. Yours is different in that it has a cap on it for the neck of the bottle to come through.
Correct.
And I'm assuming that's the difference?
That's the main difference, and also the ability to kind of easily fit all of them. With all of those kind of stone, ceramic, and even plastic cylinders you've seen out there in the market, all of them require you to take the chilled bottle out and then pour, and you still get that dripping and condensation. And because they're open, they also warm up much faster. So by not having to take the bottle out to pour, you keep it colder a little bit longer. In addition, you don't have that dripping and condensation issue.
The cap on it with the hole for the neck to fit through, is that the patentable part?
Yes, that's we actually were able to receive a patent in the U.S. and we're in the process in Europe and Australia as well.
What was the actual manufacturing process? How did you find your manufacturers?
Well, it took quite a while to find a way to manufacture the product. Ended up looking for places online, calling friends, working with the business school to try to find places, and ended up manufacturing it just outside of Charlotte. The tooling for that being made in the U.S. would be a little bit too expensive, so we made the tooling overseas, and that was a long, tedious process of working with an overseas company when you're so small you don't really matter to them.
How did you find the outlets to sell this product?
With any good product, the product kind of sells itself. So what I've been doing is going into places that are going to sell wine or serve wine and give them a sample to try. And if they like it, I try to provide them an opportunity to make money on it as well. I think if it's a good enough product, people will want to use it.
So a lot of door-to-door handing out samples kind of thing?
At the moment, yes.
Now, what about social media? This seems like something ready for social media.
I've done a good bit more Instagram. It's very, I think, picture-oriented is probably the best approach for this.
You won an entrepreneurial challenge at the Darla-Moore School of Business with this product.
Correct. So Darla-Moore School of Business has a business plan case competition every year that has their final in a Shark Tank-style competition where they have an undergraduate category and then a graduate category. And the top two from those two categories go up in front of a live audience and a panel of judges and give the presentation, answer questions on the spot, are evaluated for which one wins based on those three judges. And we were very fortunate to be able to enter that competition. And the $20,000 that we won was excellent because it basically enabled us to get our first production run.
The manufacturing process being here in the United States is competitive with overseas.
Correct. In some ways, because of the premium materials we've chosen, it's actually cheaper. Because the cost of that Eastman Triton material due to tariffs that have been in place for decades is actually three times the cost of the U.S.
Ian, what's the next step for the company?
The next step is to continue to expand to breweries, wineries, and retail stores. So hopefully once we can get to that point, I'll be able to retire from my full-time day job and focus on this.
So have you considered the actual Shark Tank competition since you've won the mini version here at USC?
Possibly. I have a high school classmate who has done that, and I met the person from Clemson who won for his cooler bag for 12-packs just recently, and we've thought about that, and we're actually in a good position because of our IP and our history of sales, and we've kind of, as my entrepreneurship professor said, you've kind of done the hard part. Now you're working on the sales. So,
Ian, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Ian McIntosh is founder of Brevino, based in Columbia, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.